Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Detroit police crime scene investigators are now on the scene of a head-on crash that sent three people, including a child, to the hospital. WWJ's Charlie Langton with the latest from the scene.
I am on 7 Mile just west of Greenfield. What we know so far, 2 a.m. or so, it looks like a two-car accident, although there could have been a hit-and-run. One car, a white SUV. The other car is a red Dodge Avenger. Both cars smashed completely because of a hit-and-run. At least that's what the police believe happened so far. 7 Mile completely closed just west of Greenfield while they conduct their accident reconstruction. Now, two adult women are in the hospital. They are in critical condition. And a 4-year-old child also in the hospital. He is a serious but stable condition at this hour. Again, Detroit police still investigating what happened. This incident happened about 2:00 in the morning, and it's going to take a while for the Detroit police to figure out exactly what happened in this very serious accident. On Detroit's West Side, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.